Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
We know you're uncertain about psychics. Is this fortune teller you found on a forum legit?
Your one true love is...
me!
That's why California psychics reject 98% of the psychics who apply to work with us. We guarantee, if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. New customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. So, experience the joy of certainty at californiapsychics.com. Experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.
Close your eyes, exhale, feel your body relax, and let go of whatever you're carrying today.
Well, I'm letting go of the worry that I wouldn't get my new contacts in time for this class. I got them delivered free from 1-800-CONTACTS. Oh my gosh, they're so fast.
And breathe.
Oh, sorry. I almost couldn't breathe when I saw the discount they gave me on my first order. Oh, sorry. Namaste.
Visit 1-800-CONTACTS.com today to save on your first order.
1-800-CONTACTS.
Kids, they grow up so fast. One day they're taking their first steps, and the next, they don't fit into the tiny sneakers they took them in. You blink your eyes and their princess dress is two sizes too small, and their dinosaur backpack isn't cool anymore. But don't cry because they're growing up. Smile, because you can profit off of it. For real, there are a bunch of parents on Depop looking for the stuff your kid just grew out of. Download Depop to start selling.
Hello and welcome to the Love of the Star podcast presented by the On Time Experts. Great to have you in. I'm Eric Chiafalo alongside the Super Bowl champion Brian Broaddus, and we are still picking up the pieces after what was a really frustrating Thursday night performance in Detroit. Broaddus, how you doing?
Doing well. Disappointing in a lot of ways. Never easy to go to Detroit. Desperate team theory, all the things you kind of want to talk about. Dallas kind of playing a little bit better, though, through three, you know, the last three games. But, you know, that's an unfortunate way to have it kind of, you know, come to an end there in Detroit.
Yeah, dude, I'm still sort of reeling. There were a couple of things that just surprised me that I wasn't expecting. In particular, the Cowboys offensive line and the amount of pressure that they were surrendering, and then the Cowboys' inability to get pressure. We knew Detroit was pretty banged up going into the game. St. Brown ends up playing, which ended up being a fair factor. I mean, he came up with some big plays, especially late in that game. But Williams and Gibbs, Montgomery, like you couldn't slow them down. And losing in the trenches that way, that was extremely disappointing.
Yeah, they, you know, there was, you kind of had a good feeling about the way Dallas was playing offensively. And you're thinking like, okay, well, hey, Detroit's got some situations. They're secondary. They haven't rushed the passer. All the things that you covered. But you're absolutely right. The way that the Detroit defense got after you was one thing, but Detroit's offense. And, I talked to some people in the organization the day of the game just to reach out and say, hey, do you think that St. Brown is going to play? Just that way. And they said, from what we gather of the injury, it doesn't seem like he'll be able to go. And I'm thinking like, okay, well then that's a good sign. I mean, again, not cheering for injury. I'm just telling you folks. And I know when I was in the personnel department, if their best players weren't playing, fine. I was totally cool with that, man. I've made a living being on teams where, you know, a guy's been out, this guy's been out, this guy's been out, and it affects the way the games go. And not having St. Brown for them was going to be a big, big factor for them. That's sort of got lined up and played well. And so, you know, it just was surprising, you know, how they initially started off so well. And I mean, well, in a way of generating pressure. The Lions were in a situation where they had to switch out one of their guards because the pressure became too much. Give them credit for making that adjustment. They looked like they were affecting golf in the way that, you know, the way he was playing. It looked like the pressure was kind of getting to him a little bit, and he was, you know, starting to spike that ball. You know, he just doesn't want to throw an interception, so he just throws it in front or throws it away. But you know, they went with their five man stuff. When they were bringing five men, they got pressure. When they went away from that, Detroit had an answer for you. Detroit threw the ball to the backs. Detroit found their wide receivers. Found you in some, you know, we could all talk about Revell and how he played. Bland wasn't much better, you know.
No.
The safeties weren't much better, and the linebackers weren't much better. And I'm not doing this to defend Revell, because I think he's a hell of a football player. I really, really do. But he wasn't the only one that was out there struggling. You know, I mean, if you want to put that one on him, well, that's your prerogative. But I'm just going to say, you tell me Bland played well in that game, Hooker, Wilson, anybody that lined up, Bell, anybody that lined up in that football game on defense for the Cowboys probably needs to look at themselves in the mirror a little bit about the way that one went down.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, and Eberflus as well. Like, there's so many
Eberflus
issues
as well. Absolutely. For him to go from five man pressure to just rushing four and then thinking, oh, we're going to be okay. And give Detroit some damn credit, man. They've been playing man coverage all year long. And they almost went 50-50 with zone and man in that football game. And that's how you play Dak Prescott, man. You play man coverage against Dak Prescott, you're going to get your ass kicked. You play zone coverage against him, that's a little bit of a different beast that he has to deal with.
Yeah, for sure. But I mean, with the way Eberflus is approaching some of this stuff, it is maddening. But and I do want, like, the secondary deserves plenty of blame here because they were not good. Yeah. But this is a team that's built with your defensive line supposed to be dominating. You're supposed to be pressuring the quarterback. And these are not, this is not a secondary group that is able to handle it if you're going to allow a quarterback to sit back all day, especially a guy like Goff, who's extremely accurate, and you give him time, then he can be one of the best quarterbacks in the league, dicing you up. And then especially when you got the playmakers like they got, like with St. Brown, didn't look banged up at all to me. I mean, he was out there.
No, not at all, man. I mean, whatever they were thinking about him injury-wise, they were absolutely wrong. They felt like, well, with the way the injury, the way we're kind of seeing it, the way we're, you know, man, that son of a gun. But I had people also up there tell me, like, listen, this is one of the toughest. You know, we don't know if he's going to play. We don't know. We have an idea. You know, we have an idea. They go, but this is one of the toughest guys we have on our team. And if he can play, he's going to play. And I'm like, oh, okay. Well, geez, did he play? And so did Williams, and so did, you know, so did the running backs. And I mean,
yeah, bro. It was
Gibbs. I mean, You knew there was going to be a problem. You knew there was going to be a problem. And this is what Dan Campbell tried to do early, tried to run some screens, tried to get the ball to the outside. Knew Dallas plays poorly in space in the flats, you know. But yeah, initially they pushed the pocket. Initially they got some pressure. Initially they blitzed some guys. After that, I don't understand coaches sometimes. I don't. And I'm not saying the players weren't good, because they really weren't. But I know this, though. To me, if I get into a little bit of a rhythm and all of a sudden I see pressure and more pressure and pressure and getting off the field and all that, and then I completely go away from that, I don't know what to think. And I used to sit there and watch games from the press box and, you know, think, oh, well, here we are taking our two stupid pills and a cup of Gatorade. If you followed us a long time, you know, that's one of my favorite things to say.
It's great.
Know, hey, Britt Brown, Jim Maurer, hand me my two stupid pills and a cup of Gatorade. Because it appeared very much like we were taking two stupid pills and a cup of Gatorade. That's unfortunate. For a game of that magnitude to go away from something that appeared to be working is maddening to me. And I, listen, put it on Flues, put it on Shoddy for allowing it to happen, put it on the players for not executing. But that you the last thing you needed to do was go up there and play like you did. And unfortunately, it turned into a loss. And you tried to get it back. You were a 3-point game. Couldn't get a damn stop. Couldn't get a stop. Whereas Philadelphia, Kansas City, Raiders, they've been getting some stops. Not against this crew.
No, not at all. Yeah, and just to give you some insight here of like kind of what you're talking about, you start the game pressuring the quarterback pretty nicely. You're doing it a certain way, and then you get away from it. Our buddy Bobby Belt, of course, had the numbers on Twitter. The Cowboys pressured Jared Goff 4 times on his first 6 dropbacks.
Yeah.
They blitzed him 3 times. So it's like the plan is, hey, let's come out aggressive. Let's blitz him. Let's get pressure on him. And it did work. If Kenneth Murray could make tackles in space, I mean, it was a lot of just check down. Here we go. Gibbs, just go run for a bunch of yards on you. But they were able to get the pressure. And then they ended up pressuring him 4 more times over his next 29 dropbacks. So you had 4 pressures on the first 6. You blitzed him 3 times. And then the next 29 dropbacks, you only pressure him 4 times. And they blitzed only 5 more times the rest of that game on those 29 dropbacks. So Eberflus completely like went away from what was working for him. And it's so annoying the way he's using some of these guys. And I don't want to pretend like the Cowboys have a great personnel. But some of that's his fault. Like, you went out. When you became the defensive coordinator, you were clearly in somebody's ear saying, go get me Kenneth Murray. Like, we'll pay him $7 million. We'll trade for this guy. We will actively go get him. It wasn't like a street free agent. Hey, bottom of the barrel, let's just bring him in. You were aggressive to go get Kenneth Murray, who's an awful player. And then it's unfortunate what's happening to Bland right now. But the rest of your secondary, you know, like, there's going to be some serious lumps here. But the way you're using some of these guys, like DeMarvion Overshown, who should be a blitzer. You saw him blitz a bunch last year with Zimmer, and he was a 5-sack guy, TFLs, hitting the quarterback, pressuring the quarterback. And then Overshown, since he's come back this season, he's blitzed twice.
Yeah.
I mean, Eberflus doesn't know how to use Overshown.
Yeah. You know, that's the thing. I think, too, we all kind of came into the season feeling like that Overshown was going to be the difference maker on the defense when he got back. And really, the difference maker was that the trade they made, Quinnen Williams, Kenny Clark playing better. I watched, you can say what you want about Maris Leofau. He blitzed twice, got one pressure out of 2 blitzes, and was back there the second time on a blitz, you know. And you're really starting to wonder. And like I say, the whole thing with Overshown, I don't know how you can't sit there and not watch last year's tape and get an idea what you got in Overshown. You know, I mean, him playing in coverage and all that. No, let him be an attacking player. It's just.
Marshall's buyers are hustling hard to get amazing new gifts into stores right up to the last minute. Like a designer perfume for that friend who never RSVP'd. Wish list hopping toys for her kids who came too. Mm-hmm.
Belgian chocolates for the neighbor, a cozy scarf for your boss, and a wool jacket for your husband that you definitely did not almost forget. Marshalls, we get the deals, you get the good stuff, even at the last minute. Find a Marshalls near you.
You just don't know if they're really, really, really looking at, or they're like, well, this is our scheme and this is what we're going to do and this is how we're going to play it. But you tell me that all of a sudden you're bringing five men and it's causing Detroit problems. Keep bringing five men. And Detroit's answer for that, again, was to switch the guards, you know, to take one of the guards out, put Frazier in there. That was their answer. But like I said, you did them a favor by not maintaining some of the things you had success with earlier in that game.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yeah. The defense, it was a big time step back across the board. Really, really frustrating. We do have some questions about it in the mailbag that we'll get into.
Yeah.
We can get specific on some of these players. But yeah, the fall off on Bland right now is heartbreaking. Like what Gibbs did
it
to
is.
Him and what Williams did to him. And those are two of the fastest, quickest, most explosive dudes in the league. And you love Bland because he's always trying. Like you're never wondering, like, do you even want to be here, Deron Bland? You know he wants to be here. They just absolutely cooked him. And it was tough to watch. And it's been a really tough watch for a good chunk of the season for Deron Bland. And after paying him, and there's certain guys that you pay and they're not performing to the capabilities. I mean, Jake Ferguson, what the heck there? With the fumbles and things like that, not getting big plays down the field, seven and a half yards a catch is not going to get it done. Like that is not going to get it done. But Revel and stuff like that. Hey, that's a rookie off the injury. Maybe you question whether or not they should have had Diggs in the game. Like they clearly, I'm wondering if they just don't want Diggs to get hurt, and then they're forced into guaranteeing him injury money going into next season.
I think the medical staff had something to do with this one. I think the medical staff did. I don't think this is something that the coaches, I think the medical staff are kind of looking at it as, okay, has he had enough practices? Has the schedule, the way it's played out, allowed him to get the rehab work and all that? It's not a blame here. I think it's just, you know, I know Gavin Dawson on our program on 105.3 The Fan, the G-Bag Nation, you know, he brought up the question, is the medical staff keeping players from getting out on the field? You know, and I've known Jim Maurer, Britt Brown, and those guys for 15 years. You know, I worked with them for a long time, and I have the utmost respect for them. And if they say a guy can't play or a guy is not ready, I think that carries a lot of weight with me. And I think it carries a lot of weight with Stephen Jones and Jerry Jones and Will McClay. I think that's why Diggs didn't play. I think the medical staff was not, I think the medical staff was on board with him playing. Now, we all kind of thought, well, there's a week. Okay, we can understand Kansas City and Philadelphia in short weeks and not enough practice time and all that. But if we get out there and all of a sudden, and I used to sit out there and watch practice, which I absolutely hated to do, you know, but you go out there and you watch it. Maybe Diggs went out there and looked like a bag of ass. You know, maybe he wasn't moving around great. Maybe it was a struggle. Maybe, you know, maybe the practice time that he had was like, well, I don't know. Maybe he's, you know, you get off the field and you're going, man, Diggs didn't, and you watch the tape and like, man, Diggs just ain't moving very well right now.
Yeah.
I don't know that for say. I haven't asked Jim, haven't asked Britt, didn't ask him about that, but maybe they were watching practice and all of a sudden the guy's not moving well and he could have been a liability. Probably no worse than what we saw from Bland and Revell and, you know, anybody else that lined up out there. Bridges, anybody else, Reedy Stewart. I mean, they all lined up. They all kind of took a turn at not being very good. But yeah. Diggs was probably in a situation where he was practicing and he didn't look good in practice and they didn't want to put him out there. Trainer said,
yeah.
Why are we going to put a guy out there that doesn't look like he's ready to play? We'll see.
Yeah, and that's just another guy to the list of guys that you've paid that you would like to probably have back. I mean, it was all on full display the other night. Ferguson's sure. Making mistakes. Bland's making mistakes. Osa's getting pushed around. Like we already talked about Kenneth Murray a little bit, but guys that you have invested in and they just have not panned out. Terrence Steele getting tore up on the right side. We'll get to the offense here in just a second. But I think the Clowney, you know, the Clowney injury was probably, you know, pretty big. They actually Huge. Held up against the run decently. I mean, Montgomery, by the end, they wanted nothing to do with Montgomery and they were getting blown off the ball. But yeah, not having Clowney was big. And when you start thinking about this defense and what it needs moving forward, it needs a lot.
Yeah, maybe from a pass rush aspect too. You know, Clowney's been playing really, really well as a run defender, but maybe as a pass rusher that, you know, like I say, what's really disappointing is that they did how initially they got after Goff and then all of a sudden it turned into nothing. You know, that it's just him hitting crossing routes, him hitting swing routes. You know, it's just you could have affected him more in that game, and you did initially. But the way that thing played out for three quarters of the game was a huge, huge disappointment. And not having Clowney in there probably was a big factor with that.
Yeah, and then the last thing I'll say here is, you know, the special teams didn't do much favor for him when it comes to the coverage units. And I know that was giving you agita during the game and after the game and watching that film and breaking it down. But Nick Sorensen and his coverage units, they are down bad right now. And the field position game was lost all game long. And that certainly did not help things when your defense was playing pretty poorly all night as well.
Explosive as that offense is, you're giving the ball thrown 40 the whole game. Hey, come on, man.
You made it easy on him.
You made it really easy on him. You made it really easy on him. And, you know, and listen, the things that, you know, the false fair catch penalties.
Oh my gosh.
Push inside, you know, and you just wonder, you know, and I bring up the question that I wonder if Turpin just is viewing himself as a wide receiver. Now he sees himself as, listen, I'm not this fearless returner that whirls around and makes plays and makes people miss and hits the hole. And, you know, and listen, they're not blocking great either. You can watch that. And that's clear there. But he does not have that explosiveness that we saw for him. Like, yeah, he wins the Commanders game for you last year in Washington. You know, the way that he was bringing him back and the fearlessness he had. And, you know, it's just he doesn't look like the same player. And I wonder if he's just kind of feeling like, well, I'm a wide receiver. I got to conserve myself. I can't take a big hit. And I don't know. He didn't look like the same player. And that's affecting the way that you're your field position is being hampered in that way too.
Man, that's a great point. I think you're onto something with that a little bit here. I mean, I don't know what it is with the fair catch stuff. He's got a little bit of a yip situation, but it's inexcusable. Yeah. You never see that happen. For it to happen back-to-back weeks, something is going on upstairs there. But when it comes to the returning, I think you're right. Like, he used to be a hungry dog when he knew, hey, this is going to be one of my few touches of the game. I'm not earning money on offense. This is where I got to make a name for myself. And now he becomes more of a focal point in the offense, and maybe that's driving him a different way from a mentality standpoint.
Conserve himself for offensive snaps, where you saw Detroit affect the game with their kickoff return. You saw it firsthand, field goals, touchdowns. It was on full display. If you could get the ball to midfield, especially with Dallas's kicker, it's 3 points, it's 3 points. And hell, it seems like it ends up at the 28 and 24, it's just, it's unfortunate that their field position was at their own 40 or a little bit beyond that. And you're struggling along, those are the hidden yards. Those are the hidden yards in games that Parcells used to talk about, the punt kick return game, you giving that up, the penalties, all hidden yards in games.
I love it. All right, there it is. Let's go ahead and take a look at the offense right now, and especially this wide receiver situation that we have found ourselves in. You're listening to the Love of the Star podcast. Love of the Star is an Odyssey podcast. You can find it on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast.
The holidays mean more travel, more shopping, more time online, and more personal info in more places that could expose you more to identity theft. But LifeLock monitors millions of data points per second. If your identity is stolen, our U.S.-based restoration specialists will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Don't face drained accounts, fraudulent loans, or financial losses alone. Get more holiday fun and less holiday worry with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/podcast. Terms apply.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.